Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hello and welcome to episode 26 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me, as always, I have...
James Ross.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
Ben Meredith.
And who are you playing?
Sebastian McGavigan.
Hamid.
Sasha Rackett.
Zolf Smith.
Cool. So
I don't give my full name because it's much longer than everyone else.
I can't pronounce your character's
Hamid
full name.
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
Yeah, you made it just.
I didn't. I trip over. Let's all admit that. Don't edit it out. Let the people know that I cannot pronounce my own name.
It's the imperfections that make you all the more beautiful, Bryn. That's what it is. Aww. You're like a carpet that's been soiled in some way. It just makes it pretty.
You are so good at compliments.
I remember why I'm friends with James and have been for a decade.
So, as a quick rundown of what we've been doing up to now, you obviously hit up the Natural History Museum and have been chasing up these leads, which, in fact, Bryn, you lead the way. We have some leads. What are they in the big picture?
Right, so we've got some mysterious metal we've discovered is adamantine, and we're going to intend to track to Damascus. Mm-hmm. We've got a weird seed that mm-hmm. is also sort of metallic, and we think we're going to be able to track some more information in Svalbard. Mm-hmm. We've got a key to a safe deposit box to one of the big banks in Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
It's specifically a hand bank, yeah. Yes, that my father owns. We've got a origami swan, which mm-hmm. we have some potential identifying information about, which we're going to follow up in Japan. We've got a friend of our mysterious inventor in Paris called François Henri. Sorry,
go.
I'm bad at French accents. And we've got some research that's been compiled at the university in Prague.
Okay,
so
cool.
Those are our six clues.
Yeah, and we had a weird Death Eater faceless thing whisper about my cousin.
Yeah, we've got lots of other...
There's other things.
We're making a delivery to Paris. Yep. I mean, you know, my hands occasionally turn into weird,
yep.
scaly tools.
Minor things.
Which I'm intending to ask someone about at some yeah. point, but I haven't really worked out
It's just
out
one of those
what.
Things, you're so busy, yeah. and you're not registered to a GP in this area, so you have to go to the walk-in
Well, I've
clinic.
Had that once, and I've managed to repress pretty effectively.
Typical man, takes ages to go to the doctor.
So, obviously, chasing some of these down, the most recent place you headed up was Kew Gardens, which went...
Well, I think Sasha thinks it went great. She's exploded a lot of things.
That's true.
She's chased some things.
I'd forgotten that fungus I killed single-handedly with infinite acid blasts until I listened to the episode again last week.
And Bernty learned to not mock the creature that's walking away because it will come back and pound you into the dirt.
Bernty has learned nothing.
So, after Kew Gardens, you headed on to Dover in the hopes of catching a tunnel train.
We had a lovely train ride.
You had a lovely train ride.
Nothing went wrong.
Nothing was nice. We had a nice chat.
It was just nice.
Good. There was dinner service.
Yeah, you're currently in Dover. Yeah. You had a lovely meal where you found out that a lot of people are annoyed at the cult of Poseidon. For no good reason. Although, thankfully, Bertie managed to bully the way to passivity again.
Yep.
And the last thing that happened, you actually headed out of a restaurant and only to see a kerfuffle, a veritable kerfuffle down at the docks where there appears to be a large group of...
A fracas and a kerfuffle to an imbroglio.
I suspect that if left to its own devices, it may go via fracas and imbroglio to just...
Will it eventually get to ruckus?
It may hit ruckus. It's too early to tell, but you're currently on an incredibly wet street with a big storm still pounding down.
I have a question not designed to show off my use of long words.
Go for it.
Ruckus isn't very long.
You told us...
Brouhaha is longer.
You told us at the end of the last episode we were levelling up.
Yes.
Is that... happened already? Are we now level 3 or will it happen next time we sleep?
We walked out of the fish and chip shop and suddenly, ding!
Well,
I learned things!
It's important for me to know because it affects my choice of
It's a good point to the point where before we start playing, I will actually engage with this a little bit more as a question. In the older versions of Dungeons & Dragons, so 3.5 and other tabletop games, they explicitly stated that in order to level, a minimum amount of time would have to pass. So if you remember that you passed a ridiculously busy 3 days at the start of the campaign and ended up leveling up after like 3 days. In the older system, they would have said a week at least has to pass before you can make it out of level 1. I am less stringent on that. It makes sense because you shouldn't just instantly have a new ability, which is why I've been making a point out of the sessions of telling people to focus on RPing things that they're going to be developing as skills. A good example, great example, Sasha with the bombs. Is that was fine for you to just suddenly have bombs because you nicked a bunch and were faffing with them for ages beforehand.
Yep.
So that's how we sidestep that time requirement. Mm. So what I'm going to do this, and it's the precedent I'm setting for future, is until you sleep, all of your stats are as you have them now leveled up, but big shiny new abilities do not kick in until you have at least slept.
So spells.
Spells and depending on the feat. If it's just a basic, like, you have +2 to diplomacy now, that's not a big deal. But for instance, I know that Bertie has cleave. Mm. Cleave will not kick in until you've slept. Okay. You're not going to be wading into huge crowds.
But Sasha's weapon focus would.
But Sasha's weapon focus would because it's just a flat bonus and it's very simple to...
Combat reflexes?
Combat reflexes wouldn't until you sleep.
Cool.
And I could do with all of you... This is a little peek behind the curtain. This is the kind of conversation I have with the players outside of the game. I could do with all of you keeping an eye on those things in RP. And if you see a way to work in, oh, if only I had a way of figuring out how to attack 2 people in a short space of time, I should mull this over.
But modern military strategy just isn't quite there yet. Single target only.
But you see what I'm getting at.
I don't need to justify any improvements to myself because I'm a sorcerer. All my abilities come magically to me from my magical... genetic
magic, magic, magic.
Magic, magic, magic.
Okay, so you are on a stormy street. Rain is pelting it down. It's almost hard to hear one another unless you're speaking in a clear, carrying voice. You are outside the Soggy Admiral, where there's a bunch of churlish-looking merchants who are sat quietly. And there is a brouhaha brewing down by the docks. It looks like, from the perception check you guys gave me last session, that it is a large group of civilians... with a line of guards keeping them away from the docks and what looks to be like probably some Poseidon representatives or something. You're seeing some tridents. Not that many people use tridents, so it's not that big a stab in the dark.
Sure.
And it is getting on to early evening at this point.
But I don't understand how, like, the wiggly ones, because they didn't have any bones in, so how do they even move around, right? Because, like, it's very convenient
to
eat.
Oh, it's really fascinating,
actually. Like, eels have bones.
The way they kind of... Guys, there might be a riot starting, so maybe let's belay this conversation till a bit of downtime?
But, I mean, it's
We'll talk about it later, Sasha. It'll be fine.
Right, do you think we should get involved in this or go straight to the temple?
We should probably find out what's happening, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe not, you know, dive straight in or anything. I look pointedly at Bertie.
Bertie looks pointedly away from Hammond.
Look, people might start being killed, so let's go deal with that, right?
Fine. I load up my spring-loaded wrist sheets. Stop killing
me. Properly preparing for murder.
Yeah, I start wandering over to the... Well, not wandering. Striding purposefully. Stumping purposefully over to...
So you stomp purposefully? Does everyone else like go at a very slow pace?
We stroll so that we can keep up with him, yeah.
So you head down. It is a downhill slope. And obviously you're heading down towards the harbour bay. Mm-hmm. And off to the side are the White Cliffs. And it becomes readily apparent as you're heading down that a significant portion of the White Cliffs have been carved as if in some kind of temple motif.
Is it four dead presidents?
It's just one living god, I'm afraid.
They'll get
there, give them time.
All right.
Times can change. Obviously, with stormy weather and the rain, you can barely make it out, but it's clear that someone's done a number on the
Definitely
White Cliffs of Dover.
Is it new? Is it not like a landmark that we all know about?
It's a landmark, but I'm dealing more with Sasha, who's never
left
London before. For you, you'll have seen it on the way in, and there'll have been people taking pictures and all kinds of things.
That's big. Wow. Is that your god?
No, that's a building.
Right.
it's designed to look like his god, yes.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Heading down the street, as it slopes downwards, it becomes readily clear that, yes, there is a large group at the base of the slope, all facing out towards the docks. There are a line of guards, about five or six, who are with sort of halberds all held horizontally, just keeping people at bay. There is an incredibly flustered-looking harbour master with a rather soggy-looking book stood on a crate, who seems to be saying something you can't hear from this distance. A large group of people, none of which appear to be sailors. It all appears to probably be civilians, merchants, that kind of thing, who seem reet angry, very annoyed. They're chucking things. And there are, behind the guards who are holding them back with halberds, are two representatives of Poseidon. From your perspective, they don't look like the kind of person that you are. They look more like the equivalent of clerical bruisers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They're not quite the free agents that people have been led to assume the cult of Poseidon have.
So they actually look like a formalised religious militia?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So tridents...
God bouncers.
Trident... Yeah, god... Yeah, so there are two god bouncers there. Tridents, full plates, big white beards, and they look comparatively unconcerned by the angry mob, probably because they might be able to take them. Who knows?
When I see the harbour master, I think, I'll turn around to this lot and go, right, we should probably go to temple. It's just a bunch of people complaining about how they can't get their boats out. I'm going to do nothing if not make the situation worse.
You don't think we could try and defuse the situation at all, maybe?
You're welcome to, but I'm staying back here because this, point to the trident, is not going to make them happy.
Give me a perception check, all of you.
No.
I'm 12.
That's not actually bad for Bertie.
18.
24. So, Sasha, you can see towards the back of the crowd, a few of them seem to be prepping to kick things up a notch. As in, one of them's been levering up a cobble, and someone else is, a couple of people seem to be wielding like cudgels and a couple of knives. Yep. It's all on the down low, but it's very clear what direction they want to take this.
Exactly the kind of thing that Sasha would notice.
Yeah, it would.
Right, guys, like, I mean, can you see the, right, so there's gonna be, this is gonna kick off like right now. They've got some. They're taking up the floor.
Bertie, let's go and make friends.
Yeah, friends. I like friends. Bertie progresses gently in the direction of the back of the crowd with the people who are doing the levering up, etc.
I'm sure. Literally going to just kind of trot up to them and say a very friendly hello, and just smile. My broadest smile.
Nearest wall,
backed
against it. So I don't look like I'm with you, but
mm-hmm.
I'm within throwing range.
I'm staying where I am and ducking into a doorway if I can.
That's probably not a bad idea.
So what I would like Bertie to do, in combination with Hamid, is between the two of us, we are going to present the carrot and stick approach to the back row of the crowd, where I will attempt to intimidate them, and Hamid will attempt to charm them into putting down the...
Then that's fine. I will say both of you give me your respective roles, and then I will deal with it from there.
Oh, I'm pumped about it if I'm doing the
well. Obviously, you're Bertie. Yeah.
13 plus 7 plus 1 for pump and trees, that's 21.
Plus 1. it's 10 minutes of my life for all plus 1 bonus.
I rolled a 3 for a grand total of 13.
Oh. Your modifiers, huge.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll say the second you rock up, they didn't notice you. A couple of them have already started moving forwards through the crowd. One of them has literally pulled their arm back to heft a cobble, has turned to check the coast is clear to see Hamid just looking up at him going, "Hello." We'll go from there.
What's going on?
Nothing. What?
What? Why is everyone gathered here?
Well, you mean it's just thing, innit? I mean,
what thing? Tell me.
I mean, it's bloody Poseidon lot, innit?
What have they done?
Yeah, well, they've been, you know, they've this.
Oh no!
He's just pointing at the sky.
How did they do that?
Because. And she's clearly getting bamboozled. Like, this is the
amount of
words.
I'm basically just going to keep asking. I'm going to be like an annoyed child that keeps asking why. Yeah. Everything he says, I'm just going to find a way to question it further.
Let's keep RPing it. Well, it's like they're the weather people, right? And it's been like this for 3 days. A storm for 3 days? Yeah, right. Yeah? So, we're
showing... Have they tried to do anything about it?
No, exactly. So, like, we're just here.
Do they normally do... Do they normally control the weather?
Well, they can, because,
you know... How do they control the weather?
Because they've got, like, as you're talking, the people who were distributing amongst the crowd, you can see they're now beginning to try and rile it up, lots of yelling stuff out and then moving and yelling stuff out, you know. You could have done something about this! And they'll sidestep a few things and be like, yeah, he's right, but... And just, they're just trying to stir it up and cause trouble, basically, whilst one of them's just nonplussed by Hamid.
Is the crowd large enough that I could exercise my intimidate check on the people who are doing the filtering around? No, fair enough. So I'm just intimidating the people.
Currently, you're just intimidating a guy who's holding a cobble and someone who's next to him, both of which look a little bit gormless and a little bit confused by what's going on already.
Percy leans in and to the space just between the two heads of the people who Hamid is currently in conversation with.
So you're leaning over Hamid?
Over Hamid. Straight over Hamid between two. Now, wouldn't you two gentlemen rather just drop those stones? And Bertie just taps the stones out of their hands, respectively.
Oi, look, right? We are legitimate. We are totally legitimate, right? We are
what
business...
What does legitimate mean?
It's... Like, we're proper. We're proper business people, and we're trying to
well,
do...
Well, what's your business?
We're merchants, and what we're trying
now
to sell...
Now listen to me, you filthy little new money oik. You're carrying levered cobbles around like some sort of urban stone.
I don't know what you mean.
I know full well that I'm... Well, I'm not sure that you understand what any of the words in that sentence mean, little boy. Maybe you should put that stone down properly and pop off home.
He's sizing
you. You'll have a home to go to and legs to take you there.
Well, it's all right for you. I mean, you're obviously, you know, you've
correct.
Got the cash.
It
some of us have to work for a living. And, you know, when these guys are, you know, trying to kick things off, as he's saying that, someone's lobbed something at the harbour master who's ducked and it's definitely turning a bit sour.
Seeing that these guys have been... had their attention occupied by Bertie more effectively than my delaying tactic, I'm going to slip through the crowd, mm-hmm. mostly through people's legs.
Sure.
To go to the person who just threw something, and I'm going to cast Prestidigitation to give their tunic a nice glow-in-the-dark, bright orange.
Okay, I will get you to give me an acrobatics check to make yourself through an increasingly angry crowd. Otherwise, you're going to get lost in the shuffle because you are less than half the size of half of the people there.
This may not go well. I rolled a 15, so 19 total.
19, yeah. I mean, Sasha's clearly been teaching you a couple of things on the side. You managed to, you know, get your way through, and yeah, you managed to put a... Was it on both of them, just one of them?
Whoever's thrown anything, I can cast Prestidigitation. If I see other people throw something, I'm just going to do the same thing.
So there are now three people who have glow-in-the-dark clothes, who are a few people
just
are noticing
kind of confuse
and just
and
turning them, and yeah, yeah. Again, it's just befuddling the situation mostly. The harbour master who has just ducked and had a rock throw off him points at one of them who's glow in the dark, and one of the guards starts trying to wade through the people to grab them, and the crowd are just forcing them back. It's getting a bit leery. Lots of yells and angry. It's not being handled particularly well, and the harbour master looks completely out of his depth. Don't do that.
Because this is quite obviously going a bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to start sidling up, trying to be as inconspicuous as possible. Uh-huh.
Look, some of us have to work. They're not letting us work because, you know, whatever, religion, am I right? So we can't do our bit. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous! And they start yelling, and one of them's reaching down to pick up the cobble that you just knocked out of his hand.
Shh.
I don't know what you're talking... What? Look, do you have a point?
Putting glamours at him very, very hard once again. Bear in mind, I've got a 21 on this.
I'm just making you work for it for a change.
Bertie grabs him by the shoulder. Are you absolutely sure you wouldn't rather just go home and avoid any potential unpleasantness? I can't help but feel that if you have to work for a living, that might be a little bit harder. If, for instance, all of your fingers are broken and your hands are reduced to a bloody bone mush.
That one made it through. It's clear that you were maybe just losing him in the shuffle a bit and aiming a bit high. Once you were nice and clear... All right. Calm down. A bit much. She sort of taps the other guy on the shoulder and then just sort of back off slowly. Got rid of two of them. There's three in the crowd, and there's one of them is currently having a bit of a scrap with the guard. No, you can't take me! You don't know! You're part of the problem!
How far away is the one who's doing that to Bertie?
About 25 feet of crowd.
Cool. Bertie is going to march purposely through the crowd without anything that might resemble an acrobatics check. But he's going to just wade his way through with a combination of bellowing and actual shoving people.
So lots of people are acrobatics checks to get out of your way.
Yeah, that's basically it. In the direction of the one who's starting on the guy.
Go for it. Give me a strength check to just budge your way through.
What am I rolling?
Just a d20 and add your strength modifier.
8 plus 3, 11.
11? You're making slow going of it because there's just so many people. But you do manage to get there as things are still happening.
Make way. Ah, yes. Now, again, I lean in and I put my hand, Bert puts his hand on the provocateur's shoulder, mm-hmm. pulls him back a little bit. And again, it's going to be a quiet intimidate check.
Okay, go for it.
16 plus 7 plus 1 pocket battery is 24.
Go for it.
Right, now, sunshine.
At that point, something dings off the back of your helmet thrown from a different part of the crowd. It doesn't hurt. It barely made a dint in the armour, but nonetheless, it's now that ding!
You'll notice how that rock thrown straight at my head didn't hurt at all. I barely noticed that. Okay. How much of an impact do you think it's going to make if I smash this fist straight into the side of your face?
As this is happening, so I'm taking a pause here, jumping to the wider picture, things are rapidly turning south around Bertie as the other two are still causing trouble and, people starting to push and a couple of the guards are losing their footing and the crowd are swelling forward. Nonetheless, from Bertie's perspective, it's all going swimmingly well. Right, the one that you're trying to get intimidated is looking very cowering.
I am going to use my crowd dodger and everything I can to get to Hammond, mm-hmm. who I can, from my perch, by a wall, I can see is in the middle of a crowd that uh-huh. is turning south.
Tracking by the glow-in-the-dark clothes that keep appearing.
I'm going to go grab him.
Can you remind me what crowd dodger does for you specifically?
So crowd dodger is a +2 in acrobatics to move through a creature's space. Is primarily about attacks of opportunity. But
nonetheless, I will apply it to this and give you the +2 to the acrobatics to move through the crowd, because it's crowd dodging.
Good, because I only rolled a 9, so that's 18 plus 2 is 20.
20?!
Yeah. That's... Rolling a 9 when you've got a 9 bonus is not a bad roll.
You're moving through quite easily. As you move past, you can just hear Bertie off to the right with the guy. Listen, it's not a problem. We're just going to, we're just making our point.
Bert at this point has been, because he's behind him, what he's done is he's kicked his knees out and forced the man to the ground on his knees in front of the guard in front of him. Why don't you apologise to the nice man that you've been hurting so badly? Maybe with your words, because, guards have feelings too.
Cutting to Sasha, who's just made her way to Hamid. Hamid, at this point, you're getting buffeted around left, right, and centre. Another guard has sort of been tripped over. The harbour master's panicking at this point and is starting to blow a whistle.
I am going to try and grab Hamid and take him out of the crowd.
Try and get me to the front.
No.
Sasha, what do you do?
I grab him and I'm taking him out of the crowd.
Okay, so should we say back or side?
Side is always rather than the direct route. She's gonna, yeah, try and take that side of the
door. If Sasha's able to sidle, she will.
Yeah.
In which case, give me a second attempt, but this one is going to be a high DC because you're basically pulling Hamid along whether he wants to or not.
Five plus nine plus still my two.
Yep, plus
your two. So that's 16.
You're not able to with Hamid in tow. Like, you're moving fine, but every time you see a spot and dash through it, you've perfectly timed it so that Hamid into the person, and again, into the person. So you're getting buffeted and also dragged along whether you want to or not at this point.
I'm going to try and wriggle free.
Give me an... Oh, first one of the campaign. Give me an escape
artist
check.
Yeah, I thought
check.
It might be. 9 to 11.
11?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Less escape artist, more escape fingerprint.
Oh, James. So, yeah, basically you're just caught in this crowd. It's rapidly going sour. Another two guards have tripped over. There's just effectively one guard now getting overwhelmed and pushed backwards. The Poseidon guys have now sidestepped and are stood in front of the Harbour Master. Trident's out, ready to just keep people at bay. They don't really care about force.
I cast prestidigitation again to produce some fireworks. I just desperately want to distract everyone.
Wait, quick, a riot's happening. Let's make explosions.
Pretty quiet fireworks. I'm just going to start sending literally sprays of sparkly glitterness into the air in an attempt to distract people.
So for
really
once, I'm going to go really cinematic with this. We have this aerial shot moving across the crowd where at one side we're seeing Sasha desperately pulling Hamid through this crowd with fireworks going off where they are. We pan across, there's Bertie holding a man down who's going, I'm sorry.
Heard the expression, I'm sorry, I'm two minds about something? Have you ever wondered how that might feel? Because you're about to find out if I cut your brain in half.
As the front row start overwhelming the one remaining guard
and
the Poseidon.
Something to this little tableau. Have I got to the back of the crowd?
You are now at the back of
Brilliant.
The crowd, yeah.
I'm going to cast Obscuring Mist. because the thought behind this is that if no one can see, they're probably going to just give up. Because it's just too difficult.
What's the range, as in the actual width of it?
Well, it's a 20-foot radius around it.
20-foot
long, 20-foot
high. It's making it then pretty much from where you are now to the front of the crowd. It's covering the majority of the crowd.
Cool. And that will last for 3 minutes.
Okay, cool. So yeah, this mist sweeps around and...
If I could have done that with prestidigitation, I would. I think that's an excellent
idea. Everyone kind of hesitates.
I stop casting fireworks when I see the mist.
Yeah, once the concealing mist happens, obviously I can't describe too much. It becomes more blurring shapes. Certainly there's a bit of an element of panic, and then you start hearing a cry going, "Won't work on us! Won't work on us!" And lots of cries and cheers and joining in with them, and the crowd seem more agitated and begin... surging forward rapidly. You start hearing the clamour of a fight which you can't see.
Oh, balls.
Can I attempt a sense motive check on the chat that I've got, like, basically pinned to the floor and terrified?
Go for it.
Motive is terror.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the original...
Go for it.
Okay, I'm at minus one for this. Do I have any sort of...
just go for it. You can't pomp and podge through this.
17 minus one is 16.
His motive's anything you want it to be.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why torture should not be used as a weapon of war. It produces very poor intelligence. Bertie doesn't have much intelligence to start with, so... Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
Glad I could help.
Good call.
There starts to be the sound of rolling sounds of thunder, not just from what's going on. You're hearing, like, the sound of probably magical combat. So a couple of cries out and some screams, that kind of thing. It's all going
really,
very south.
I really wish I had my new spell. This is exactly the situation it was designed for.
Yes, it is. That's why I was very specific about when it kicks in.
Can I continue calling Hamid out?
I'm going to give you one last check before you guys start taking real penalties.
I'd like to assist this time.
Go for it.
19 on my acrobatics roll.
Only 8.
It's not enough for both of you. You aren't getting hurt, but you are now completely separated. The mist, there's people running around, one of them bumps you, you fall over onto your front, you get to stand up and you're completely separated. So none of you can see any of the others and can hear a fight happening around you.
How close
at which point
is the fight closest to?
I am going to call for initiative rolls at this point. Okay.
15.
11.
18.
20.
Okay, initiative rolled. Bertie, you're up. As you are hearing all of the fighting happening and definite yells and the harbour master going, no, stop, please stop, someone squares up to you as you've sort of kept this guy down. The guy who's on the ground, he's just like arms on his head. He's looking straight down. He's not doing anything. But someone else squares up to you and hocks a rock straight at you.
He has total concealment, so it's a 50% chance.
Is it total concealment?
So anyone within 5 feet, yes. So next to, has concealment, so 20% miss chance. Anyone more than that has total concealment, so 50% miss chance.
Cool.
Also, just so you know, because we are in the weather, moderate wind disperses in 4 rounds, strong wind in 1 round.
Sure. Okay, he hobs a cobblestone. You can barely see him. It wouldn't hit anyway. I'm not even going to bother with the concealment. It just whoosh, straight past you, but you clock the guy. You see that he's chucked it.
Does it hit? Throw a cobblestone into a crowd and it's going to hit someone.
A person you can't see.
Yeah. Right, just because it could clock the Harbourmaster or one of us.
It was in the wrong direction.
Very.
How far away am I from?
10 feet.
10 feet, lovely. Okay, I glare daggers at him. This is purely for flavour, but I flick on my pauldron, which is red and shining. Tracks towards him.
You've got full predator on him.
You can see the red line. Yeah. The mist is there now. Just the dot at the end.
And I draw my sword and charge at him.
You won't be able to charge because there's people moving in and out.
Fine.
You could move to him and do an attack, but you couldn't charge.
I move to him, I do an attack.
Okay. Any considerations for lethality, or are you just...
Nope.
Shocker.
Yep.
Roll me.
There's our base attack bonus. There. That's mm-hmm. Cool. 16 plus 8 is 24.
It's a hit.
D10 plus 4. 8 is 12 damage.
12 damage. Okay, that's your turn. On to Hamid, you're up. You have been buffeted around, you've just got to your feet. Currently no one's trying to stab you.
I assume there are still at least one, possibly probably three, glowing orange beacons.
You can see one.
I move towards it. I am going to cast Charm Person on it.
I will say that you wouldn't be able to do it this round, you'd have to do it next round, because you're not fighting your way through people.
Sure.
But I won't make you make the acrobatic check, we'll say you're taking the whole town to just get there. Okay, Zolf, you're up.
Oh, cool. I am going to...
Does the mist centre on you?
Yes.
Okay, so if you move in, it will move with you.
No, sorry, it's stationary.
That's what I'm getting.
It emanates from me, so there's a 20-cent
and then stays stationary.
Around me, but then it stays stationary.
Gotcha.
Or it moves with the wind.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I am going to reach into my pack, pull out a torch and light it, and then start waving it around saying, there's a way out over here! And then try and move backwards away from the crush.
Immediately after that, a couple of people already start bombing it out in vaguely towards your direction, see you, and then take a 90-degree different direction from you.
Okay.
Because they're just curving away from you once they see who's yelled that out. Sasha, you're up.
Hamid, where are you? Hamid! Has anyone seen a halfling? He looks like a child, but he's sort of... He'll always be going towards danger, like an idiot. Have you seen a tiny idiot?
A large man who you basically are going around sees you and is clearly intending harm towards you. Let's put it that way. He's not done anything yet. It's not his turn in the initiative, but it's very clear that he's squaring up to you.
Okay, I duck around and stab him in the back. That's what I do. How much of that do I have time to do this round?
Though? Currently, no one is threatening him. There are a lot of people around, but no one is threatening him, so you wouldn't be flanking him.
Well, actually, I duck away from him.
You could just duck into the mist.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Away from him into the crowd, which I dodge.
Give me a stealth check rather than a crowd dodge one on this one, because you're not trying to move quickly, you're just trying to disappear.
Again, my stealth is 9, so that becomes 18.
18's enough already. He sees you, clocks you, starts sort of moving towards you, but you're gone. You're like a mist, shockingly.
I'm like full berries made out of mist, flowing down into a valley, which is very peaceful.
And also nice. Made of mist.
And made of mist. It's a valley of mist that you can see in this metaphor. It's a really beautiful trees, like it's late autumn, so and sometimes there's a hoot of an owl, because it's kind of...
I'm going to take a break here, but you can finish this off in the break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Test, test. Elias, hopefully if you hear this, it means I've found a way to record those difficult statements I was telling you about. While I hate to speak ill of the dead, the previous archivist left this place in such a dreadful mess, and even an organization with such an unusual focus as the Magnus Institute needs a well-organized archive. As you know, I've been going through trying to digitize and record audio versions, but I've been having trouble with a few of the more bizarre statements. There have been sufficient distortions as to make them utterly unintelligible. Thankfully, though, I managed to unearth this old tape recorder from storage, and these cassettes, archaic as they may be, are still better than nothing. So with that in mind, I thought I'd take it for a spin, as it were. I've taken the shortest of the problem statements, and I'm trying it here. Frankly, I wouldn't normally bother with something so fragmented, but it should be fine as a test. Statement of Jacob, no second name given, regarding God knows what. Original statement given July 15th, 2011. Statement begins. It'll get you too. You can stare all you want, make your notes and your inquiries, but all your beholding will come to nothing. When the time arrives and all is darkness and butchery, you'll wish you had stopped listening and run. Statement ends. Yes, well, you see why I wouldn't have otherwise recorded it. Not exactly something for posterity, but nonetheless, let me know if you are able to hear that correctly, Elias. If so, I think we can begin transcribing the rest of the statements.
The Magnus Archives. A new weekly horror podcast by Rusty Quail. Coming soon.
And welcome
the trout
back.
Are yep, swimming so gently through the beautiful. It's like a mirage of kind of an English country. There's a fisherman there, but he's asleep.
He's got a large beard and a long backstory.
At which point?
In 1950.
Bertie, you're up. It's your turn.
What shape is the man that I've just hacked out with my sword in?
Bad shape. He is still squaring up to you, but it looks more like because he can't get away fast enough rather than because he's going to kill you.
Okay. Are you going to apologise?
He cannot hear you over the clamour. Like, there's just loads of people yelling and...
Bertie takes that as, no, I'm not going to apologise, and attacks him again.
Oh, God. Go for it.
10 plus 8, 18.
It's another hit.
Who likes murder?
Who likes murder?
7 damage.
7 damage.
Nightmare.
He's still alive. He's not been bisected or anything. He's bleeding heavily. Okay, Hamid, you are up.
I cast Charm Person on the person I now am able to cast Charm Person.
Okay, what's the will DC?
Do I have my new feat yet or not?
Which one, to be specific?
Spell Focus Enchantment.
I will allow it, because it's a gradual one that would require
DC
you to learn a new
thing. 15.
He makes it.
Oh,
by barely anything, but nonetheless, he makes it with like one to spare.
The thing is it literally has failed every time. Yeah. It should have approximately a 75%.
Need to listen to the dice. They don't want you charming
didn't
people.
Did it work once on the guy in the crowd?
The riot. It did. Under Other London.
After we'd done the bomb, and they were all coming. Where
he was.
I turned round. Oh, like yes. Don't tell your friends.
It did.
Like,
yeah, you're right. It did work once.
Pranks. That was
actually very useful. That turned the riot away from us.
It's just that now the riot came back and got you because I had all these riot scenarios set.
What will I do with all these riots?
Okay, at which point...
Well, also, I've clearly just tried to cast a spell on this person, so they're probably now going to attack me.
They've run away.
Yeah.
What have you done? Oh, no.
Yeah, the person that was there sees you and just decides to just take an arbitrary swing at you. It's just that kind of riot at this point.
Try your luck.
What's your AC?
15.
Oh yeah, he's hit. Yeah. He is wielding what looks like just a length of 2x4, dealing 2 damage.
Oh, that's not fun.
He just clocks you with it. What's worse is that it's not even particularly aggressive. He just saw an easy target and just went for it because you were there.
You've got a riotous clip round the ear.
Pretty much.
The reason I highlighted him earlier was because he was one of the first people to be aggressive. He's clearly this kind of person.
Zolf, you're up.
I will start walking backwards. Mm-hmm. No, in fact, I will run backwards, waving the torch and shouting, "Over here! There's a way out over here!"
More, like I said, a few people are running out, but it's rapidly becoming apparent that the people who were just caught up in the flow are pretty much gone by this point, and the people who are there want to be there. Sasha, you're up.
Hamid! Hamid!
Give me a perception roll. Hamid.
15.
15, you hear her.
Where are you? Hamid! You shouldn't be here! Right, and I try and dodge through the crowd too.
Go for it.
Acrobatics or strength?
It would be acrobatics this time because he's in the thick of it.
Goodness sake, Sasha. Okay, 4 plus 9 plus 2. So 15.
15, you make no progress, but you don't end up prone or anything like that. Hamid's managed to work his way into the worst place to be out of the whole lot, and you just can't make your way through to just this massive scrap with Hamid in the middle of it, apparently.
Sasha says,
"Classic Hamid." That's so Hamid.
Bing bong. Hamid is a lift.
Okay.
And here's a reference.
Floor 4. Right. Jolly Japes.
The one who's facing off against Bertie fails to flee.
Fails to flee.
He's currently trying to flee and people are getting in his way.
Yeah, he's very obviously fleeing and even
he's,
Bertie can
he's,
tell that.
He's not turning his back to you because he's not a moron. Yeah. He's just close. But he's trying to get away and it turns out that there's just a lot of people getting in his way.
Okay.
But he's very clearly backing away from Bertie whilst holding the bits of him that are like beginning to come out, as it were. However, before the new round starts, Zolf, you are outside of the clouds, yes?
Yeah, because I was just yelling.
Okay, the whistle has been blowing the whole time by the harbour master. So, a bunch of guards start coming in from the sides. Give me a perception check.
Yes.
Zolf.
19.
You recognise them as naval. So not just
military police.
Yeah, so they're not just like city guards. They are clearly like naval military police, effectively, that are all rocking up.
They'll probably handle it then.
They look very, very ready to handle it. They're all
fine.
Very well-equipped, strong, strapping lads and ladies. So, Bertie, it is now your turn.
Cool. Who can I see around me that is an enemy apart from this man?
At this point, no one. A lot of people are making an active effort to not make an enemy of you. A couple of people see you and go, no. Shaking their heads and just turn to another target, not you.
Okay.
Mostly the crowd until this moment has been very much pushing forward towards the docks. At this point, though, with the sound of the whistles, it's very clear that any moment someone's going to be yelling, "Cheese it!"
Right, okay. Can I hear the sounds of particular disturbance? Can I hear the sounds of anyone in distress?
You can hear the sound of distress at the direction people were fighting to get to.
Can you hear me shouting,
"Hammond"? Actually, give me a perception check.
Ooh, a Bertie special.
6 - 1 = 5.
You
Bertie
hit...
read about Sam once on the back of a cereal packet.
Because he was looking for the toy inside. Yes. He was just pouring the cereal out.
He had to eat the whole bowl.
He ate the toy.
He just swallowed it. He didn't even notice while passing it. Like, there's no...
I will allow you to know that the crowd were mostly fighting to get forward, so it's probably worse closer to the front. That's the best I'm giving you.
Okay, Bertie moves in that direction, but that's about it.
Sure. As you move your way through, give me a strength check. It's more Bertie style.
15 + 3 = 18.
Of course, you rolled a 15 on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're ploughing through, leaving a wake behind you, and as you're getting near, you're seeing at least 2 downed guards, and one of the Poseidon guys is just going to town in a way that you've never seen Zolf do with a trident.
On
basically anyone who's venturing even vaguely near the docks. Okay. So the guards are basically down, but the 2 Poseidon guys are handling a large group fairly easily.
When you say down, are they injured or have they just fallen over?
They look injured.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Hamid, you're up.
I back off into the mist, probably.
Try to disappear?
I'm going to at least vaguely head towards Sasha because I heard her calling.
Are you wanting to go unnoticed or as fast as possible? One or the other?
As fast as possible.
As fast as possible.
I'm just going to trust the crowd and the mist to lose me. I'm not easy to spot.
Give me an acrobatics check.
14.
14? You're not making much headway, to be honest. At which point...
It's so much easier when I can just sprout wings spontaneously.
Someone takes a swing at you as you're trying to make your way through the crowd again. Not the same guy. They miss. They overestimate your height.
Easy to do.
you're big on the inside. Zolf, you're up.
Put the torch out. The military police have turned up. I'm not doing much else. Like, that's fine.
What you see is they are quickly forming a perimeter. They're not. They don't seem to be rushing. They just seem to be really efficient. So they've all got truncheons out, and there's at least 10 of them are effectively forming a perimeter around it. And you do see, though, that anyone who tries to make it out, they are very clear that no one is now leaving this area.
Catlin.
Yeah, they are. However, the mist does seem to be beginning to disperse. Give me one more perception check.
12.
Okay, that's fine. Basically, the mist is beginning to disperse. It's way too busy for you to see where your party are yet.
Yeah,
sure. But they're definitely kettling. Sasha, you're up.
I'm trying to find Hammond.
Give me the perception roll again.
25.
You can see him, like, you physically can see him now. Right. You know exactly where he is, and you've got a bead on him.
Right, so now I can go find him. Yes. Come on, roll. Yes! Okay, finally an actual locating roll. 14 + 9 + 2.
There you go. You make it to Hamid. You guys are now reunited at the worst of it, although you are aware, Sasha, that there is definitely a big guard presence around the outside.
Right.
And you are aware that the guards who are at the dock are down. What's effectively happening is you've got a really good perception roll, so I'll allow it.
Yeah.
The kettling is basically making people act like they've only got one way to go, which is towards the people who are wielding big, sharp tridents and blasting at people if they get too near. So.
I am also going to grab Hamid, because he tried to wiggle away from me last time, so the fact that he might be trying to get to me makes no odds. And whilst it is the end of my turn now, I will be going to try the opposite direction, away from the swirly, stabbing people, through perhaps a crowd that is pushing towards me.
A loud, carrying voice is yelled out over the top, artificially enhanced. You can't see who it is yet. They're down a side street. They're just going up. It's just, all right, enough of that. Enough of that. I will go back into initiative, but Zolf, just as an extra thing, it's clear that the sort of naval officers or the naval troops, and they're not being brutal. Like, they're not wailing on anyone. It's they're just pushing straight people straight back into the crowd. They're not letting it expand.
Unfortunately, that is into a whirling mince grinder of trident.
Yeah, a little bit. Bertie, you're up.
Okay, so I'm next to the 2...
You are next to 2 down guards. There are probably other down guards that you can't really get near.
Yeah.
One of them appears to be completely unconscious. The other one is still conscious.
Can I see any authority figures being attacked?
There is a crowd of panicked people pushing their way, getting pushed towards the Poseidon guys who are jabbing at anyone who comes near. So it's getting a little bit of a meat grinder.
So we've got the police on one side,
yep,
and the Tridents on the other,
yep,
and the police are pushing.
No, the police aren't pushing. It's just that the crowd, to get away from all the Navy guys,
yeah,
are effectively pushing each other towards the Trident. So it's just a lot of pressure building,
okay,
up, basically.
I think at this point, like, there's nobody that can really attack. Healing would be pointless because I am terrible at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think probably what I would try and do is settle the situation down, I suppose.
How? It's Brave New World!
Yeah, for Bertie. Because there's no one to attack. If there was a problem that I could punch, then I'd do it. But
really... Shout aggressively.
Yeah, just
everyone.
Shout stuff. Or angry. Yeah,
just
yeah.
Beat up a Poseidon guy just as you can. Just
yeah.
You're better than them.
You know what you could try to do?
Fightiness.
I am going to look up the rules now to intimidate an entire crowd.
Yeah.
And look up the DCs for that.
I'd be well up for that. Let's give that a go. Goes without saying, I'd be pomp and pageantry.
Form an orderly line, I'll take everyone here. Okay, the intimidate rules for crowds are just too deeply buried for me to find, so I'm going to have to wing this one. If any listeners happen to know what should have been, do let me know, and in future I'll do it. For now, I'm just going to allow you to make an intimidate check with a really high DC.
Okay. So, pomp and pageantry, do you want me to roll before I do the...
You have to roll before you do the speech, yes.
Okay, cool.
Always.
Right. Natural. Right.
Perfect. Okay.
Plus one.
Plus one. Wow. The pomp and pageantry.
And
okay.
Intimidate.
Congratulations.
And my intimidate
I
bonus.
Want you to now successfully intimidate a riot.
Yeah.
Into stopping.
James, everything in your life has
been right. So this is 28 on the back of a natural 20. Pomp and pageantry, intimidation.
You are. It's as high as it could have physically been.
Yeah.
You are succeeding categorically. Just go nuts with it.
Right. Okay.
More than usual.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, I have noticed a disturbance around me, and it is making me very cross indeed. Settle down, you there. I see you. Sit down.
He does.
You there over there, you sit down as well.
He does it what, me?
You definitely.
Yeah, he sits down.
Bertie's slightly drunk with power this point. You there, you, I see you, sit down on that one. There is a thin line defending civilization from anarchy, and you have all breached it. You have made this a dotted line. Now, I suggest that you all settle down before I shove you through the perforations in this narrow line that defends civilization from chaos. You think this is chaos, ladies and gentlemen. You look at the rain that I would bring upon your face and break every bone in your body. The smallest bones of the human body, ladies and gentlemen, in the inner ear, the hammer, anvil, and syrup. And you think of the danger I am presenting to them now with voice alone. Think how it might be augmented by fists, by headbutts, by this sword! Raises the sword in the air, chops through the air. The air visibly shakes.
There is a sudden burst of lightning across the sky and a roll of thunder perfectly emphasizing your words.
You hear that? That is as nothing to what I will do to you and your extended families and everyone you have ever loved unless you sit right down, right now, in a stack.
At which point there is a clatter of people dropping weapons, and then all of the rioters proceed to sit down, not like instantly as one, but they do begin to just sit down one at a time, and then a couple of them who are still picking it up, others reach up and pull them down, and then everyone sits down. You, Zolf, see a couple, an officer, a very well-dressed officer, coming from a side street with a big steel megaphone thing. He's coming, walking along. He seems very, very pretty well-to-do.
Is he walking near me?
He hasn't noticed you. He was walking within about 10 feet.
Did I hear all that?
You heard every word.
I'll lean over to him and go, don't bother, mate. It's a McGuffingham family talent. It's all good.
He kind of looks a bit concerned. All right, thanks. Heads to them. And then he proceeds to grab a one or two of his naval guys who have also sat down. Gives them a stern look and gets them to stand up again. Well, This is an interesting situation.
Bertie finishes. And you are welcome.
Very well. Right. Had enough of this. Had enough of what's going on. It's a storm. Storms happen. Move on. He gestures to a couple of guards who then sort of step aside. Right, one at a time, you will go slowly, you will be searched when you leave. At which point the crowd begin to slowly disperse themselves. He points to you specifically and goes, you, come here. He just gestures with his finger.
Bertie does that.
Yeah, obviously people are like squidging out of your way to do so.
Are they butt shuffling?
No one's daring to get up. Every single one that stands up to leave does give a glance to Bertie to see if he's going to tell them to sit down again before they do.
Bertie doesn't notice.
It's because they're little people.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that fun is ended.
And the officer goes up, gives you a very critical eye, sort of head, shoulders, knees, toes, back up, reaches out a hand. Thank you. That was openly impressive. Almost preternaturally so.
Bertie shakes my hand. You're very welcome, officer.
Not officer, commander. Kind of looks around. Well, how are the guards? He sends a couple of the Navy boys up towards the front to check up on the guards and so on. I feel like I owe you a bit of a reward, at the very least.
Right. Sasha has snuck through the sat-down crowd. Like, to be standing near you with Hamid grabbed.
Go for it. I'm not doing this many arrests, it's not happening, but if you're able to isolate anyone who's a particular problem, do let me know.
You might want to like look at the orange jacketed ones, mate, they might have started it.
He kind of looks at you, gives a moment. Alright, is that true?
Yes, officer. I drew attention to them as I noticed them initiating the riot.
You get a lot of dirty looks from a lot of the crowd.
I wave back with a winning smile.
And there was another one who threw a stone right at my head, but I've marked him for you. He's the one who's bleeding heavily.
One of the Navy guys has picked up the harbour master who sort of went, yeah, them! It was all them! It was them! The glowing ones! No! You!
They were the instigators, Commander.
At which one, Commanders? Excellent. I do like a very quick solution. Fantastic. You, points to Hamid. Are they with you?
Yes. This is my mercenary company.
Excellent. He turns around to Zolf. You can move on. There's nothing happening here. I appreciate your assistance. What was the name?
Sir Bertrand McGuffingham. Yes, yes.
Why do I know that name?
No, history, my dear boy.
How do I know
history.
That name? Turning back to Zolf. You can move along. We have this.
Yeah, I'm his boss, so...
Really?
We're a group of four, Commander.
Hang on. You're the Rangers. You're the London.
Yeah, it's just the Rangers. We're working on the name.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
A couple of the Navy boys are kind of looking around, a little bit concerned. A couple of them are like, you see, one of them pull out a prospective little notepad.
I will be siding breastplates.
Right, well, the very least I can do is thank you, guys. The situation's completely diffused at this point. Everyone's sort of disappearing off one at a time, being removed of anything that could even approximate a weapon, including, like, a wet cloth at this point. The guards are getting looked after by the Navy guys. They seem fine. The Poseidon ones are completely unruffled and are just grittily removing whatever gore is upon their tridents. And the Harbour Master's just prattling to anyone who won't listen. I think the least I can do is invite you to the officer's mess. I feel like I can treat you to a slap-up meal at the very least.
Ah, well, we will be delighted.
All right, then. If you'd like to follow me, sir, and gentlemen's ladies.
Well, they have stuff with lots of legs on.
He looks at you. It looks like it could go either way. Like, he could kind of put you down or be okay. And he's just like, yeah, we'll get you proper seafood.
All this time, Brutor has been in his little papoose.
Yes, I forgot about Brutor and his papoose.
I am begrudgingly allowing this.
How much would a papoose be? I thought I should piece of.
It would be a fancy one as well.
It would be you behaving yourself for the next three recording sessions. Right,
that would be the worst recording.
I think we'll call it there.
So I think that there's something, a mechanical point to address.
Go for it.
So at the beginning of the episode, we talked about leveling up and the choices we made. One of the alternative options as a feat that Bertie could have chosen, that was not Cleave, was a feat called Dazzling Display, which allows him to take a full round action to use his fancy weapon skills and large voice to make an intimidate check against all opponents within 30 feet.
However, it is the reason I allowed this one is it is intended more as a way to give them negative penalties during the combat.
It's true.
Rather than a way of shutting it down entirely. And yes. I had to allow
it
the
was
chance.
A natural 20.
I had to allow the chance
just,
of a natural
20. I'm just
20.
Saying, it would be an incredibly appropriate choice for a feat at this point.
Oh, it would be wildly appropriate. And it's not too late for you to swap to it should you wish. Something to consider given
depends
how important
you
intimidate
it. Will it kill them or just be like, come on now?
We can see how it goes in at the beginning of the next episode.
Either way, I realised that we spent an entire session getting you down to the bottom of the street, but it was a funny one.
We had a great time.
And we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Mr. Fogg's hair.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, passport. No one could hope for a passport. Could
no
one could hope for a better valet?
36. I'm going to spell this out just because there will be people who don't know. It's
I'd
a game.
Recommend it if no one's.
Oh, actually,
I mean,
fair
I think
point.
Everyone's probably heard of it.
It's a game. Yeah. 80 days late.
80 days later. Crossover.
Oh my gosh, we should tell her to make that.
80 days later,
there's a zombie version where you have to run around the world because the zombies are all chasing you in a wave.
Well, oh, that would result the zombies run people.
Yes, that would be great.
You get exactly back to the same spot and get eaten by the zombies at the end of the 80th day.
Yeah.
So it's Passepartout zombie, that's the twist. You're Fog running, and then you're like, Passepartout.
Adrian Hon, Meg Jones, get on this.
I feel like I accidentally slipped into a different IP there. That's fine. You have definitely
That'd
heard.
Be really fun for the listeners. So the whole time we've been having this wonderful time, and there's just been.
Just to point out, there's somebody with a whistle. There's a large crowd. There's a lot of smoke around. There's people in day glow jackets.
This sounds like an all your famous rainy. Night out.
Yeah.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box.
I can't.
How much for a bottle of water?
There's sparks as well.
Oh yeah, there's pyrotechnics.
This
is
amazing.
This is the best
We're
rave
having
ever.
One of our nights out. Yeah.
And
we should have more riots.
And like all raves, the man is coming to shut it down.
Oh, I hate the man.
There are answering whistles that are entirely non-festive from various points of the dock.
We danced to them anyway.
Do you do attires and they just the rhythm of them all being blown just creates a beat and you're just in the middle of the rock.
Do you have any idea how hard you're making my edit right now as I have to work all of this in?
Wait, and then I think there's a local circus is going through.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They've got some travelling bears on the unicycles.
I cast prestidigitation to summon a baseline.
Right, let's get this back on track, okay?
Summon monster, sick drop.
This has gotten away from
be a
me
sick
today.
Drop bear.
Hey. Oh, gosh. Such an idiot.
We will be accepting submissions for fan art.
What can I do with this?
Nothing!
You need to leave it all in!
There's no peril here, there's only drop beats.
Outtakes are full.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.